的印象就是一个卤味。你是你怎么讲的呢？这是呃，这个是这是 complete 的那个 of law。To this point, it is this report. In the end, it is the result to supply chain. So, physically, that's the way we are doing. So, proceed. We are talking about this issue. Remember? A lot of them.
Yeah. We are checking on our equipment for the critical issues. Those are not the new issues, those are the issues that were raised by the rapid assessment. And the indicated that we see the absence of reference, the golden cost that we are talking about. And I have also indicated that we have already done the action plan, which will make it available for the committee, so that the next time that we come, we will have researched those action plans and even the risk plans that we have. We'll give you all the documentation that through various structures that are available, so that when the next time when we are here, at least we have got the reports. I'll just give you a high level of in terms of what we have done so far, in terms of the four areas. They indicated about the award. In terms of our situational analysis, we in terms of the award list, it's 180 that we have. Because it's an award, we have got an obligation to what we have done so far is that we have just completed in terms of the verification of the real people. So we have to count IDs, compare with around those IDs in terms of the people that we have. But we don't have the real numbers of the illegal appointments of the staff. Yes, I think we still have to find it out. But our focus now was just to ensure that we implement the award. And we know that there are lots of information that we still have to get from the HR in terms of the getting files of the people that they appointed, so that we know what is the magnitude of the problem. For now, we can't tell you how many are those people. So also the next aspect is with regard to organizers. When we realized that there was a proposed organizational structure, but we have just done the deep analysis of the proposed organizational structure, and we realized that structure would be unsustainable if we continue. But we told them that going to have a very serious review of the organizational structure.
So this proposed organizational structure is the one now that they say the salary being 6.7 million. Additional 40 million.
Yes.
An additional.
Yes.
Because while you are there, you should talk to me. I don't get the rationale matter why. Didn't they absorb the 1.67? Because when you read it, you realize instead of them absorbing the 1.67, they went and kicked other people. There was this arbitration when they ignored it. Then later now, when these people, the one that they were dead, they had arbitration award, they were told there's no money in here. But even this other 42 that have been absorbed lately, 42 million, it's because then they were making money. Because then they went in a higher academic school, but they were just 1 minute. They ignored the issue because I want to know probably that for how long have they been sitting in the institution. That's the question.
Yeah.
then but they don't teach outside of the country the benefits considering the ones that they do affecting by their particular. Yeah, because where we are seated, we have seen the affair in here. The deputy manager of corporate services says this. And then he disagrees with the CFO. You can see also the power that the deputy manager has over all this administrator. It's evident. I wonder how we're going to do it then with the president. Because what he did was right, but the CFO is saying, no, this thing is compared with the unsustainable. And then he's surprised that this even when that has been offered to him. That was the solution to outsourcing, but the airman CFO confirmed that we are still outsourcing. So there was no solution to this thing. It's when there's been no HR plan in it. That's where the HR plan becomes very critical as well. I don't know, we are dealing with this, we are told you are HR specialist is in the role. But with the capacity that you are dealing with, you are still able to do this fast thing for now. Because really, but this is the problem, that you need to deal with this issue of disability. Because you can see the law there is just something. People that doing, they're using common sense to run that move.
There's no
management. But also you will be changing the skills and the capacity of the country and the concern. How can you even read it, I think? With your research. I'm telling you, you expect these people to interrogate the country and the you remember that there were many of them. Go to the mayor's office.
Yeah, in our that they were teaching us. Teaching of life.
Yeah, as I've been interested, the award group will implement the award. Our intention is that by next month, all of this will be national. Because just to, we need to absorb them quickly to avoid certain emissions as well. Because the problem is that others have been absorbed and we are absorbing now. And they would say that they've been outside while others have been absorbed. I think that's the critical issue that we the other related issues around the labor relations is the local labor forum that was dysfunctional, was not as a repeat assessment. We have discussed with relevant role players around local labor forum. We have discussed with the union which are they are committed to go back to the local labor forum to discuss with the outstanding issues on labor related issues that we still have. Next week we are scheduled to have the first meeting where we will also have to get relevant people to capacitate the various groups there. And from the management side, we have assigned people that will be on full-time basis attending the labor forum. So I think that's what we have done. And the other issues around the evaluation issues was that were picked up by the rapid assessment team is around the usage of legal terms to deal with the disciplinary issues. That's what we have studied. What we have done is that because those were the low hanging fruit, we have assigned senior management and deputy managers and divisional heads to preside and initiate on discipline so that we minimize the money that was used unless it is a very complicated case, is then that we can use the lawyer. So with regard to the recruitment as well, what we have done as well, we have developed what we call it the process manual, which indicates various stages where we will, from the our side as in intervention team, that will be able to look at this, to oversee it and make sure that we take decision in various. Like for example, if they wanted to fill a position, they must prepare a motivation that from our side we would have to agree that there is a need for that position. If I around the other areas was around the cancer and extractions, the portfolio committees were not meeting. They were it was raised by the repeat. They were non-functional, but currently, as we can indicate, they are working. They are holding meetings. They are all the reports have to go via portfolio committees before they go to ESCO and the like. In fact, they are aware, the chairpersons of the portfolio committee, when they are in, the calls are in the ESCO, without going through them, they are editing them so that they can go back. I think in that way it's working very well. We have also, in terms of allowing the council to take a very informed decision, we have revised their reporting format. You see, there are decisions that might have been taken by the councillors. Because of the format of the report, it doesn't give them more information to be able to take a decision. That one we have revised and implemented. And the impact as well, the impact is now functional, they are it's working, they have had some meetings for now. We still have to process and force through to contact. But the areas that we need to strengthen from the impact is that they need a research as well. Communicated to the chairperson of the MPEC as well. We have also done the assessment in terms of the IT, the process, the IT governance and the like. We'll be able to finalize the report within 2 weeks from now, which will be able to give you the status of the IT. So from the financial point I would ask that for the financial specialist to just give you an overview of some of the things. So as I've indicated, Chairperson, I have not as yet presented this detailed report to the NEC. I was giving you the highlights. In future, when we are called, we have done all the honorable things of moving forward. I was just giving you just a high-level kind of achievement that we have, just to indicate that we have done our part now. We have done all the preparations that we needed to do. So we are ready to implement all the action plans that we have developed. Thank you very much. Through your permission, maybe just a high level of
the budget and as well with National Treasury in the letter regarding the unfunded budget. So, in my view, after the assessment of the adjustment budget, proposed adjustment budget for the municipality, you're still going to incur a large amount of authorized and it's due to the fact that it needs to be funded and the budget is not based on AFS prior AFS amount. Okay, then we've compiled the financial trend analysis of the municipality, including a trend analysis on the UIF rates in the financial statement. We're just waiting for the audit report to be released. I've not changed the columns for the prior year amount because I'm waiting to hear what the agency will be making and if they allow for the changes.
So then I have to close this out with what is out there. It's a limited list.
No. Can I come and check on that one? I thought I was going to refer to a call when the municipality did not respond. Chair, Mokalapoena was one of the municipalities, actually it was the only municipality in the province that was a pilot case with regards to the Abelia public audit. Now based on the processes and the issues of material irregularity and all those things, it takes forever. And it's not the project that makes it make any non-compliance on their part, but it's because of them still trying to touch the amended act. So that's why they haven't we met with the CEO together with the MEC today before yesterday, and they assured us that hopefully by end of next month they'll be able to. It's two municipalities that are outstanding. The other one is Mokalapoena and Polokwane. It's for other reasons, but the one that is affected by the act is Mokalapoena and Polokwane, the pilot case.
Definitely, the next question is, who's non-compliant? Thank you. Okay,
Then we compiled notes on the forensic report that we had been provided to us at the time. Mm-hmm. They just stopped because we hadn't had full sight of the report. We now have them and we will update going forward. As I indicated, we reviewed the proposed adjustment budget. We reviewed and assisted the responses with the responses to National Treasury with regard to the stopping of funds related to MIG and WFM. Also, the preparation of the financial recovery plan has commenced on the 24th of February with the assistance of the National Treasury and MIG section. And the 3-day session has already been held with the municipal officials on the 21st and the 26th to compile the draft challenges to the municipality. We have been given the draft from each section to date. However, they're still going to present before senior management to afford them the opportunity to provide the input to that part of the municipality. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Do you want to say something?
Find an opportunity so that you but from our side, that's why some of the committee is that with the GM model that is unfolding, that you know, the first meeting of the president before the district mayor in doing that senior. Part of our approach to each a seven district, by looking at, okay, but from now on, the most focus in all the departments in the senior district to approach SFO, you know, in such a way that we consciously can collaborate between the provincial government and the provincial government and the district itself. Where the district is weak, we must strengthen, you know, because the focus is setting up district hubs to support and make sure that the capacity to best the district. At least get captured at the level in terms of their operational capabilities. So, all I'm saying is, going forward, we will see also from the advisor saying that in the future, we will have to support districts, you know, in terms of no more local resources collected. That we have to report the DDM and model approach and ensure that the future, when we come here, as and those progressing local and the district and the MEP and ourselves and any other department that is in way to be able to come through. So it's my leading investment design and this collective report to be in the years. And that's why thank you very much. But we have not met the administrator who is present from our side to engage with the local village matters.
Clarity to the administrator, the HOD, and the National Cup, employee who will go for in the name of Mr. Mukai. So, Honorable Brink, Honorable
Thank you, Chair. We team from Limpopo currently in Wakala Clinic is obviously not unhear and unsee the proceedings of what happened today. Whether you have this information in some other form, I do not know, but I think it's quite important. Inter alia, there's clear evidence that either there's been serious improper interference by the mayor with the municipal manager, or dishonesty to the extent that that relationship is completely dysfunctional. That's the problem, because no administrator can solve that. It would almost seem that you'd have to go back to the issue that arose between the mayor and the municipal manager involving the Deputy Director of Corporate Services, because that seems to be at the heart of the dysfunctionality of this institution. And I'm not sure how you're going to do that. You know, you can wait for forensic reports and so on, but in the meantime, it's very clear that a relatively junior official has got so much authority that he can sit here and insult his superiors. And, you know, even if what he's saying is factually correct, the relationship is clearly dysfunctional. And that's the problem. I'm not sure how the administrators are going to solve that with what was presented yesterday. I do think that we have grounds to lay a charge based on what happened before this committee, a criminal charge in terms of Section 109 of the MFCA. Must investigate. Police must investigate. We know that the number of convictions that come from a criminal offense that creates an intentional assistance act on the living day is close to zero.
Mm-hmm.
But they still exist until they're removed. And we cannot turn our face to them. Last chair. I just want to say something about Section 57, Capital A of the Prison Act. It is that provision that deals with the recording of the names of officials who have been dismissed from municipalities for misconduct, who have resigned prior to the completion of disciplinary cases against them. It's a measure that prevents bad apples from job hopping. That provision is probably at present inoperative because it came in with the 2011 Amendment Act, which the Constitutional Court has decided, and which we have not yet declared. The problem arises because of the information given to us by the HOD that since 2014 in Mogalakwena there have been various forensic reports implicating officials that were never presented to council, never dealt with, and now the majority of those officials are no longer with the municipality. Now my question is, how many of those officials are currently working for different municipalities? And I suspect that the likelihood is high. All different spheres of government, different departments, states, and entities, somewhere in the public sector. Now even if we discover today, perusing those forensic reports, that those officials, in all probability, prima facie, committed gross misconduct, it's very difficult for us to get those bad apples out of the system. And Chair, this is just a remark about the inefficiency, a lacuna, I would say, in local government legislation. We should consider how we can prevent officials who have committed misconduct from ever working with any government job. So that even if they resign before charges can be lodged against them, they can be tracked down and held accountable. And that there's some sort of a list, because if we do not remove these individuals from the system, there's no consequences for bad behavior, for misgovernance, for poor conduct. They know the system, they know the gaps, they know how to game the system. And this is perhaps something that we have to consider as we're looking at these amendments to the System Act. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, don't get that person and here come one of our officers before us. I think I think all these of lifestyle necessary of our civil servants, but the lifestyle are beyond their means. And that is a resolution that are taken by the government of national unity.
Also the root of internal plan also and also the internal audit that was very much weak, and that also delayed the progress in the municipality. And then it has also affected their non-compliance with supply chain management process, the culture of consequence management that did not exist in that municipality. And also, that also in general has affected their basic service delivery. Then also, the compliance with SUMA requirements, either in terms of adopting compliance SDS. Then also the feeling of significant vacancies, which they just mentioned that the process is probably welcome there. Then also we also welcome the issue of the NDEC that is now functioning well. They now have their meeting. Then also more importantly is the issue of, because of if we don't have effective reports, and then it's obvious that everything falls apart. But now that they have mentioned that they provide their reporting format, it's also very good that everything will be on the table, and then so that they will be able to move forward. Then again, yeah, okay, the issue of authority investigation, whenever they were at their concept, while at the same time, the issue of the forensic report commissioned by the government, then it is also still an outstanding issue. Then I think sooner or later they will be receiving their forensic investigation. I don't know whether it will be from the SIU or the office. I don't know. And then so that you can take the report of the people that they just be affected to move forward with the progress. That is the
environment. In fact, that also you're met with every single organization.
But isn't that the same that contributes back to confidentiality? This is also the role of mental operators. It gets communicated. So this specific, initially you said you spent about 200,000. Now you said you're giving the service to go because with this matter amount, that's where most of the work will be. They do that frequently, like, I'm appalled to hear the fact that you deliver water, as you said, 700,000, one tanker, the community 3 days. It can't be. So those are some of the things that you need to put a check on that day. Yes, you have been accepted. Let it be, but like, to where the issues that all of us are doing, your goodness and things, we deliver it for today. So that you can see. Also, to help whoever it will be. The last time the MEC was also in commission, it was something that are happening here in Parliament. I was not aware it was that were happening. So that's the nature and the extent of the problem that you are using there. So that's all the issues that you then when you come there, you will be able to tell us. Because if you have to look back, the rapid assessment report, thank you, it will be extended to us. They also assist us to look at what were your actual findings. But governance has collapsed in that institution. Because where we sit at intervention team leader, the tertiary. When you said MS is sitting, are these members of MPEG that will train while other committees, and in particular, my interest is on the channel. Is the channel taken from other committees that says, was the same member of MPEG before? Or is someone who was taken outside? Because I understand the MS last time told us that they're trained on emphasizing the problem. You find somebody, the capacity of the skills. I think they should do the skills assessment and if it needs them, HOD to be taken for a special further training, this emphasis member suggests to be done so that they will be able to exercise their oversight. So that's the issue that I'm trying to grab room. The issue saying is functional. Other issue that was very of you've had Mr. Basana say in that thing. It's like he doesn't regard the local labor forum. That thing is a statutory vote. But things the way he was putting it here, no. That can't happen in this municipality of mine. Local not structure whatever. I do the things that it's when he called the president wrongly. Because I will agree that what the president said, that people, when they create jobs, they must disregard the law. If the president, the honorable bring the thought to something of the political party, he quoted the president, he said, I mean the president of the country. But the president of the country didn't say people must then perpetuate malfeasance at the expense of creating jobs. There are rules that have to be followed. So, and I know we are expecting a lot to do. For you, because really it's a high call, given the nature of things that are happening there, there's no management, the one-man show, by the look of things, this person calls the show, even to the political opponent. That's why I had the audacity of even calling the people to order. They don't say these things, we'll find you there. That's what you're trying to do here today. And that thing we remember is removed already. Illegally so, there's an intervention to reinstate those people. Last time there were two people who came, there's an 18 one because they can't even appoint the other one. And other members of the ESCO that will be removed illegally for raising issues that are going. So, those are the issues that one needs to say, how are you going to correct me? Then, and there's an issue earlier if you ask me on the issue of destruction in the other room. Somebody just said it to me. Because the post was closed, you go to the MM, the AMM then and close the position. But they go with the budget. Council has to allocate a budget to that effect. You listen to those things, you say, there's no management. Is this an HR professional who says you to ask? Because whatever you do must be accompanied by your budget. So if it's an unfunded project, how are you going to because at the end of the day, while I'm looking and proceeding, I don't know what to do as an intermediary. There will be times when the money that the municipality gave will only be able to pay for them. They won't be able to deliver services with the budget of this. Because they must meet all those digital obligations, your UIF, the pension, all those things, you say. And then that analysis to say we're saving money, I don't know, it's just a common sense thing that we do too. Because to say we're saving over 340 million, very well, because I want you to go and also look at that thing. This issue of hiring people permanently out of the accepted recruitment procedure, then you tell us that you cut the cost without something proof to that effect. Maybe you look at that and tell us the extent how this would impact on the municipality. Then I think the other issue that would be is the issue of education. That will now be at the effect. Because yes, in terms of accountability in the municipality, and I understand it from the council, they have to say the municipality. But do you see, can you see that municipal manager being able to discipline the compromises from our perspective? I mean, what we can do for all of us, will he be able to do that under the circumstances? I doubt. Because he has got a... There's something that's been very on there. Because also the circumstances, I've got reason to believe, even though, like, we told everybody, if it's a functional environment, we should be given proof to say, MM, we present the MM to subject yourself further to a vetting process. To say, I told everybody, but it is why they gave the MM. That's why one wouldn't want to also pursue that one. But you can see there's nothing as bad as the complete disregard of procedures, policies. There's no HR practices that are happening in the people to tell us. To tell you this. Another thing, not managing. At the end of the day, the decision for this council, we didn't have the capacity to make sure that the, like, issue of consequence management. The AG has raised this consistently. If you have to look post all those audit reports to say what were the consequence management, because the people who are bypassing the supply chain policies, they are dead. I don't think anything that other single person has ever been taken to book to say you have flouted the procurement procedure. The issue of missing documents, they are not just disappearing because the people are submitting their bill. Then there's someone who's held by somewhere there to remove and destroy this tender file of people. And this is a criminal offense because also, so I know as a leader that my tender document has been removed. He said also I can even show that municipality to stand. It's just that they are lucky enough. Because if somebody starts to have influence on that, because those are the issues that the AG has posted. And the municipality can be subjected to huge litigation that is going to say there's tender fraud in that municipality. That's taking place. But that there's somebody within the system who could even destroy a tender document of a big applicant. You see, this is gross. It's happening in that municipality. But I know you are trying to stabilize. Let's just assume that this welcome that we are referring to the journey. Say that there's no resistance. But you will see it's some of the progress that you see when then you start to see the growth of the intervention. Because everything, I thought there was, and anybody said that they would be scared of you. To say, hey, these are the people that are watching us. Let's be our best behavior. But they will never be afraid. This is what is happening. And this is why that is supposed to be.
Important, you want to respond to, then I'll end over to the relationship and then the intervention team. We'll be also proposing way forward for us to help them to the deal.
Thanks, Chairman.
Just to also advise that we say that, the system has got the right. In the event when you get chain management of this ministry. And we find that one of these managers' capacity is not up to par with their own threshold. They have a right to do something about it, to reinforce that deficit. In the case, especially if there's a vacancy, you can then either ask the province or ourselves and then have to say, hey, yes, there's a problem of weakness, and then we provide for the issue, we make sure that we support you and reinforce them. In some cases, those people actually are the directors that don't want you. You know, so that there's direct, you must be into a direct hands-on approach on the internal operations of the municipality. You know, because if you can't continue to operate whereby you simply serve and what needs to be done, what needs to be done, what needs to be done. There are instances where if you are not enjoying any joy about the performance of some of these incumbencies, you have that right to raise an act. If you don't have the topic, then it's not the same time. But we always have the finding things with you so that we are able to be able to work with you and assist you to get through all these challenges accordingly. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, G.
Thank you, Secretary, Honorable Members. Chair, I'd just want to indicate that we also circulated hard copies of the terms of reference that the Chair was referring to earlier, the first circulation. Chair, I just want to you know, give members of the committee some level of comfort. In terms of the issues that you have been raising since the last time we met, and the better part of the morning, most of the issues that members were raising are issues that were identified during the assessment process. We may have not in the report specified the name of the contractor as been specified during the session time. But quite a number of issues were raised, and this is what the intervention team is faced with at this point in time. The issue of the irregular appointments, the issue of delegation, the issue of political interference, those issues were identified, and the head of intervention is very much aware of those issues that they are supposed to be dealing with. The only challenge at this point in time, Chair, is the fact that now he's actually playing a dual role while we're trying to sort the services of the specialist for human resources and innovation. So as soon as that is sorted, I'm sure we will be free up in time and he will be able to focus on those issues. I also need to indicate, Chair, the issue, I think what Lena witnessed earlier on, which talked to the suspension, the mayor, the MM, corporate services. The matter, because the director or district manager rather, was not found guilty, does not necessarily mean that the whole issue has died in its own death. I think there were some technicalities there in terms of how the charges were tracked, and the fact that the chairperson of the DC process has no jurisdiction in terms of one of the charges, which is a third charge, which talks to exactly the issues of financial mismanagement at the time when we were in community services, where contractors were verbally appointed and they were paid in the regular manner. So it was kicked out, and as a result now the others were weaker. So through this process of the intervention, it could actually still be reinstated, and quite a number of issues could actually be talked up in terms of the challenge. So it's not an okay completely. And when it comes to the officials that are implicated with regards to their six forensic investigation reports, including councillors, I think mainly the key councillors, with regards to the officials, the member who asked the question, I just forgot the name, I wrote it somewhere. With regards to those issues, those areas, Chairperson, we will submit information as to the whereabouts of those officials.
but members must actually adopt and go talk to them. National Healthcare does keep the database of those officials. The only challenge, say, which happens at national and provincial level, at provincial government, the only challenge is when you start investigating and somebody knows that they are actually guilty, you haven't even considered the process, then they jump ship. Mm-hmm. And when they jump ship, then those people are deemed to have resigned and they are deemed to be guilty, meaning that they can recirculate within the system. So it's one area that the public citizen at home has not yet mastered and it needs to be taken care of. But where officials are found guilty, particularly within the local government, they give a database at national level. So which is trying to actually to arrest the situation as this as the member has actually pointed out. Chair, we as a province, we had conducted training last week for counselors in civil interest and those who were previously trained. So what the Chairperson is suggesting has already taken place. So we're hoping that they will be able to perform their functions. The issue of the higher care pay, it happened in December just before we deployed the colleagues there. So I think the timing there on their part was extremely perfect because they knew about the intervention and just before we introduced the members, then they did that. However, they actually are not going to get away with murder on this one because the instruction that was given to the official was very clear to say it should, his focus on the expenditure should actually go as far back as long before intervention could actually be introduced. So that we are able to pick up the expenditure, certain family expenditure that could have actually taken place before that and on the eve of the intervention. And obviously now because they are on the ground, possibly there would be the whole thing that nothing. But we were very much aware of that and it was their timing, they knew that the lag between the time when we went to present and they adopted and the time before we could introduce because then it was December holidays and immediately we came. So during that time, that's when they did the transaction. Thank you.
Yes, Chairperson, we note the request by the member, and then we will ask the minister to check that volume before, and then we'll also identify all the individuals and forward the report to our internal machinery to pursue and respond to the request that they made. So that even if they have left the municipality, you know, where they are material from the prevention, and that is the issue, we will have an obligation to do that. So I will have to see the report, we will also share with our team, so that we can then check and work closely with the administrator and also the local government agencies to ensure that everybody is held accountable, but then and all the malfeasance that they conducted. Thank
you. Chairperson here?
Yeah, Honorable Chairperson, we took note of the concern of the members. We also look at what we have uncovered there. But from our side, what we are raising is that we are just confirming the rape assessment. I think the rape assessment was better even when we were doing the situation analysis. We wanted to check whether it was the only thing now, as the HOD has indicated, is that we have for specifics which we will be able to share with the province as well. When you are raising issues, you can be able to tell if this one is existing. But what I wanted also, there are two things that I wanted to emphasize which HOD has already answered on. It's with regard to the higher car. Honorable Chairperson, it happens before I think it was raised by in one of the ESCO. The first ESCO that I attended was the rape, and the subsequent cancer was also a. And it's one of the issues that the counselor that I raised one a report. I think with the report, I think the counselor is waiting that report just to, for them to be able to see how it has happened. But what I do know that is now that the man is without the car, he was driving a own car. So, because the council has taken a decision that they are still going to buy the car, but that car that was driving was involved in their decision. And that's the information that we have. And the other one is with regard to when I'm indicating that the MPEG is functional. They are having a meeting, but they have raised that the capacity. In terms of the reception, I think I have discussed with the chairperson of the MPEG, and I know that last week they have also gone to the training as well. I might say that the chairperson of the MPEG is optimistic that things need to be done in a framework. But what is always the reason is they needed to be capacitated as well. Because most of the issues, the U.S. has the authority, they will have to be referred to investigations and to the DCC report. But the council has taken the resolution but it has not been populated. I think that is what we also needed to ensure that this preliminary report is populated. Yeah, that's why I'm saying the MPEG is functioning, but the other things we need to move on.
Stephen, I was
happy
we also need to talk to Sarah to see if Sarah can review the list of this and the questions that they were problems. We put them in one to, and then we design and tailor the program for them. I think that will also happen. But I know the MDC was trying something, and then even 2 or 3 days ago, we tried something on those ones on those budgets, but it was a whole mess and everything. But I think because the research issue is across the board, only part of the country. The research capacity, the municipalities are not yet, even their rural grants, they don't do anything to that. But then I think part of the personal development, that's what some of us have done in the past, to master the grants that you're doing, not that you're a genius, but you know, when you need a long class, you can master it. So that's why I think that's the research that we need to do together with yourself, this one of them. Way on the front line in the question is to deny a problem specifically. To focus on them, to give them, maybe bring also the AG to the party, how to work on a public report, how to interface an authorized expenditure, all those kinds of things. Even how to interpret the annual report, because the annual report, MPEG must be able to process it, to set again the performance of the municipality. I think that would also. I'm sorry to look at that too, for this.
Yeah, I was still on the, what we have agreed upon from the MPEG is that as part of our plan, we would introduce what we call the knowledge sharing program, where we have identified good municipalities that have done better or good MPEG. So we would have the MPEG members from Malawi to go to both the municipality and share lessons learned. I think that would be one of the areas that they would learn quickly if they are from the counterpart and making sure that they are sharing the lessons that we have done. So, and we almost had because they have not been doing the inspection in loco. They have not done it. We will ensure that the impact as well goes to the site as well, so that even the project managers will realize that there are other people working and oversight. I think that's the one that was not happening there. And in our plan, we set on quarterly basis, the 18 days we have gone through the project. I think most of the projects will be raised by the AG, which we are hoping that as part of the agreement, they on the second will be presenting it to the legislature, to the audit committee of the council this Monday. So we are expecting the AG to come to the start to present the AG report. So I think there will be flagged, but if there is a strong impact, we have eliminated some of the issues that they are involved. So thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Member.
How long is the audit committee?
The only chairperson is very good as well. I know the only chairperson. I don't know about the other members, but they are good.
We looked at the research of the internal audit report, and we have an obligation to look at it. In addition, all the DGM work. We hope that by the end of March we should have done a good stock taking of all the services and weaknesses in this distressing policy. In Waterberg, it is Mughala Vena, Mugimolina, and the Fabin. And the
wife.
Based on the recent engagement we had with AG, we wanted to flag Waterberg, but we're beginning to see some level of improvement in Waterberg, the district itself, and in terms of the audit, because now they have actually improved. Same with Karazin is now unqualified. So the one that we are continuing to be worried of under Waterberg district municipality is the one that we're talking about, as well as the Lepalale. So the Lepalale is going to be a challenge for the district. So I just wanted to correct you because there is still a relation with the government which is not necessarily familiar with.
Mobilize them to be important to yourself as you need. And it's a something that is also, especially because of the Chicago that has already been launched, a lot of people should be making sure that all of you operate to a certain level of capability. But all these things we will engage with the problems and with the previous office and all the sector departments to make sure that we package this state machine in that space, so that some of the clients that we are remaining with by that data, we come to the party to support. And then that alleviates the challenges, operational challenges, we are able to deal with strategic measures. Take them from one to another, but that's that. Because we have problems of unemployment, and that is what is key to push, unemployment, back to such a way that people can benefit from the sector.
We are agreeing that you need to look at that internal budget of the municipality. Because one of the beneficiaries in terms of the government of the school, part of those illegal appointments linked to some budget, and I doubt if the other person is able to be paid. So I think the sooner the better those changes are made, and then you make sure that you deal with this. The issue on the lacuna is raised by honorable point. Yes, suspension. And then those that resign to the problem. I think it's high time on our part that because we're dealing with it, we also do it. I know the database that is happening, but there are times when it's easy, people are in the database of the national. We find them upon the sun. I hope that database is being improved so that there will not be in terms of the concurrent issues that take place, because the DC about it now, the minister also does concurrent. Yeah, it's from MEC and the minister as well. So at least we'll be able to try to work with it. But I think we need now to cater for the position. If somebody is guilty, it's not going for the person to be allowed to resign before you face the consequences. We must find a way how to say that you can go forward. I think that's the lacuna that we have to address. Moving forward, I think just to summarize, there's an issue of the award that when you come back, there's the intervention team will be able to talk to us about it. You have seen what has happened earlier. You will have to tell us what is the status of the management, because you're going to be interacting with them. You know, you can't have a senior official that just come in front of us to disrespect the senior and let it go, because if you knew that, you the view of themselves, there's a total contact between, it means HR don't talk to the employees now. You can see that manager corporation is just an underdog. He just compared with everything that said at the time. So these are the issues that then there's no administration to us. That's our observation. There's no administration. So you will have to update us when you come back to us. On the issue of performance matters as well, much as you are doing that, you put everybody in the team. I think then when you come back, you will be able to tell us to say, this is how far you move on. Because generally, people around they don't care about service development. And then everybody, even Kantana, everybody owns a service provider there. Yeah, so that's the issue there. So services is not a matter as long as the service providers are safe. The issue of Mr. Munefe and affidavit is a matter that we're going to pursue as well. Because Mr. Mulepe himself that he has given money, all those things, the contract, KPS, coming to the kids, I think that's the matter that we are going to also investigate. I'm glad that HOD, the minister's report with regard to concern you have attended to this, it's full, right? It's full administration, full intervention. Full intervention is necessary, the team is done. So you just need to get approval, certain resolutions and everything. But then, I'm interested to understand that as many of you clearly coming. What happens to the performance contract of this senior manager? Now that you're there, as an intervention team, they were supposed to deliver. There's a CFO who needs to make sure that he puts a audit action plan, next? and make sure that all issues raised by the AG are attended to. In this case, what becomes the role of the CFO except signing? Because my understanding is they are sitting there there to give you the signatures because you are there. You are not signatories. And then what becomes their role? Supervision of personnel only. Because there are specific items that you are dealing with. Maybe as you come there, we need to clarify that we have also already the rapid response team. Because see, I've got the feeling that they still need to comply, to perform in terms of their performance. And the performance contract of the company, if they sign performance agreement, senior manager, that's the question that you are leaving you with, so that when you come back, we have to also see those performance contracts, what is it that they are doing to deliver on now under the company. Because I'm raising this because this intervention is in a normal, it's not necessary. It to do with their job, why they are hired to do. Because I think this is some of the things at the end, because there will be handover reports. These are the recommendations that you need to take. If the CFO performing his business as expected, if the HR manager performing his job, their businesses, and the MS, because let's see. This trust money, what I think for you to ask, because it's another institution. This is not the responsibility, but that's another institution. And at the end of the day, the people on the ground are suffering. The people don't help you. If somebody can claim money that they delivered water, knowing that they didn't really deliver water to the community, it's another thing. And the Mohalatan and the water service authority. In fact, in water that all municipalities are water service authority with the exception of the district. That's another thing. So, but then people don't have water, people don't receive services. And then I think we've got an obligation to respond. Remember what caused me to intervene? It's complaints of various stakeholders in that area. But I think give us comfort that it is department, your second chance. Because we are here in England, we can't be doing the work that we should be doing it for you. And unfair for people to expect the minister, one minister can be gone over there. We have your contract in progress. And then the lessons learned out of this. I think we should say, why do you wait until you do something? Those 671 reports that are submitted to the president. You just filed it. My question is because you could be able to pick the red light when this is monthly, isn't it? Monthly reporting. But then you wait until the problems are right. So I think we need to relook at that, but we should think we're gonna be calling you every quarter to give us an update on the situation. So that's the approach that was taken among all those municipalities that have been listed. And we were going to ask, we asked people to give us a report to the municipal municipality to tell us what are the issues. So that like, we're going to literally finally call the municipality and yourself from initial contact to come to the committee because we cannot afford to let our people die. It's our constituency, ourselves as members of parliament, these are the people who are given and you are responsible and the custodian of the legislative that governs local government. So in time, from time to time, it will be calling to yourself so that you then assist us. So from your province, this is the only municipality that is an intervention. Which other problems is going to assist us before we
okay, thank you, Chair. Currently, the only Mohalakwan is the only one that is placed under administration by the Provincial Executive Council. The challenge we had, Chairperson, previously, we had
two municipalities that were placed under administration, Section 1391B. That was the community budget, as well as the Mulem of Kokon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most of the challenges that we're facing was, were as a result of the measure called local government elections in 2016. Now, we took the same approach as Mokalapena in terms of the duration. Obviously, that would have, the intervention would have gone beyond 12 months, depending on whether the challenges have been resolved or not.
Mm-hmm.
But the challenge we have, because we don't have a panel as yet, which is something that we've been working on,
mm-hmm.
Panel of previous, either experts or previous local government experts, we then appoint on 12 months
mm-hmm.
because the regulations are restricting us. Now, if you want to, if you have not stabilized during that period and you want to exceed 12 months, then the Minister of Public Service and Administration should grant permission for you to go beyond 12 months. And in this instance, for both municipalities, we did not get a response to the extent that the provincial government had then had to rescind or rather terminate the intervention. However, as we speak, the two municipalities, particularly Mulibulem Mokokon, they're beginning to stabilize because most of the HR-related issues that were as a result of the transition are actually being concluded. The only one that is outstanding is the placement of officials in terms of the new organogram that talks to the single municipality instead of the two municipalities. They are able to pay their creditors. The only two creditors could be creditors that are still graduating with is for water facilities, which is as well as ESCOM. So they still have that debt that made arrangement. But the day-to-day operations and the day-to-day payment of creditors, that is under control. Same with the outstanding issue, which is a solid issue, is the issue of salary suspension, which ended up in court. It's a letter. Solutions that were provided to them, I think they had two options, which were presented to them by the NEC sometime in 2019. And I currently they are busy consulting lawyers just to make sure that the option that they take. It's an option that will avoid a continuation of, I'm inviting questions now, so those are the only issues that they're dealing with. So they're beginning to stabilize, but we're monitoring those two municipalities and we'll continue to provide them support just to make sure that they don't regret now that we had to pull out in terms of the previous decision of 1391B.
Because I think time was also shared because we have mistakes. So they did get the administration. Are you going to share with us the repeat assessment report that led to the intervention number two? So that when you come to the in the next quarter you must prepare a report on the repeat assessment report. You are the leader, and say, this is a close report. You say you've not yet gone, but you say, this is where the municipality was prior to the intervention. And these are the success stories that you can say, the intervention has endeavored is an honest truth. That's what you do when you come with the party in your select progress report and continue to be on the call. So, because Pitakombo, when there's an issue where in the Kansas chamber, other communities don't want to go. They are not. Also, how did you integrate the community? There was a war then the last time you go there in Pitakombo. So the Kansas chamber, they are not visiting the other guys, the way we were in Pitakombo. But the Kansas chamber is into us. So they can't go there, the community will go into a disaster that they have to hold their cultural meetings inside the government. So, and it was like, how did you intervene? I know the other thing is the responsibility of the chancellor and they just start the not local government to say that. That's why the issue of the district development model comes to play. Because you can see there were people who were even resisting that measure. Most of the problem was based on the issue. So those are the issues that can come and bring us to play. Like you said, we have concluded in Modimulem Koko. If one is to go there, then one will be able to do that. So we are really going to bring us only the success story. If they will sit forth and say that, they also say, this is what happened. It will also assist us in terms of training the next level of inspection. So if they are people, let us that need to say, the discussion so that we are able to put it on our legislation and calendar. Honorable Brink.
Thanks, Chair. This will be my last word, my last word. Mm-hmm. While we have Limpopo here and you are raising the question, I did write to the MEC, the local government in Limpopo earlier this year, about allegations of irregularity in Bapalapo with regards to tender processes and the council not being informed of allegations of serious misconduct against certain senior managers. The MEC did respond, indicating that some sort of preliminary investigation would be helpful. Chair, I'll share that in correspondence with you. I think it's important while we're talking to this particular problem.
Okay.
So
that's the letter that you
sent
to update us as well. I think then that brings us to the end of meeting. We want to thank you, SOG, the intervention team, chief of staff, and Dr. Mohamed, and the home business, and I think it's very, yeah, the entire team to stay with us till this end. I think the meeting was also beneficial when we are back to the meeting team. Now you know what this is a representation on your part. You will go and believe the way you have grappled with it. There's hope on the other side. So we wish you all in this day. Not an easy one, but I think you are getting ready. So we keep on requesting you in future press reports to your political principal, which are coming here for us. You mentioned that the report, so that there's a report, the future body there, that's why we still didn't deny the return report. So it's basically on that. We want to thank you on our colleagues from the SA, JBG, CMG. Thank you for keeping us on that. Until this time today, I know it's Friday, people have been working on Friday. Here we have honorable members. You must follow me. I know many people are here on here. You can appreciate it. This now, you've got something to write your report and present. So, this was the only matter that was the only report of officers. I think we'll probably have done the next. It will be resubmission at the end of next in the next week so that then the report will be submitted to the panel. Thank you so much. Let me see the agenda.